Occupy Ghana, a civil society organization, says it will be seeking legal action to compel the Auditor General and the Accountant General to exercise their power of disallowance and surcharge public officials responsible for incurring or authorizing such expenditure with the amount of any loss incurred to the state. According to the group, this action has become necessary following government's failure to address corruption. At a news conference in Accra yesterday, the group re-echoed what they say is worsening economic conditions in the country. Joyce Jiji and Desmond Quay have filed this report.
Occupy Ghana, a movement of concerned citizens and organizations with the aim of affecting the politics and leadership of the country, petitioned the president on the 1st of July this year. It has expressed concern about the falling domestic and international image of Ghana due to waste, unaccountable governance and economic atrophy. The group demanded determinable and effective action against the worsening state of affairs manifested in the power crisis, unreliable supply of potable water, arrears owed to social services like education, health and sanitation, among others. According to the group, it's been 100 days since the Occupy Flagstaff House protest, and nothing has been done to address the issues. A member of the group, Nana Kwesiewa, said members are concerned about the silence of the government since the protest.
That was a report filed by Joyce Jiji and Desmond Quay.